in January this year, I get a part kidney removed, and it was cancerous. So they turned that away, and then 7 weeks ago, I get a brain tumour removed. That wasn't cancerous. That was good. But they found another 12, so they're going to be getting kept an eye on regularly with MRI scans and all that kind of stuff. So. It's been hectic.
It sounds like, I mean, what impact has this had on your life over the last kind of year?
The last year, I just try and kind of get on with it, like, as if it's no there kind of thing, because obviously I've got the kids and everyday life, so an appointment comes through, I just go to it, just take each day at a time and just deal with whatever happens at that appointment at the time.
That's quite a refreshing attitude. But obviously, like you say, you've got kids. What kind of impact has it had on them? Are they aware of what's going on? Are they aware of the severity?
Yeah, they know what's happening, because the three of them have got it as well. Jack's 13, Keris is 11, and Aaron's only 1.5. So they know what's happening, because one day they're going to have to go through the same as me. So I like to think that I can prepare them for what's to come, basically.
In what ways are they going to have to go through it? Tell me a wee bit about the kids.
Well, Jack, so far, he's had a couple of eye operations because he's had small tumours in the back of his eye. He's got a small one in his kidney. We find out in October what's going to be happening with that, and we see the doctors at York Hill. Keris and Aaron, they've been fine so far. Keris's scans have been okay. And Aaron's too young just now. He's got to be 5 before he starts getting tested, like scans.
So you're trying to raise awareness,
yep.
And a wee bit of cash now. Do you want to tell me a wee bit about that and what yous are doing?
Yep, we're on the 5th of September, we're doing the West Highland Way walk. There's myself doing it, my husband Chris and my brother Jordan. We're all going to walk the 96 miles to hopefully raise as much money as we can. For VHL UK and Ireland, we've done raffle stalls. My husband shaved all his hair off.
How much have you? Well, what are you hoping to raise, and how much have you raised so far?
My target we had put down at 1,000, and last night I was kind of calculating everything up that we had done, and it's looking as if we're at the 800 kind of mark just now. So we've done quite good.
Yeah, so not too far to go until you reach your target. What kind of support have you had from your family and friends in the local community?
They've been really good. My family's always there supporting us, whatever we decide to do, because some of them think it's a bit soon to be doing this walk. But I'm like, no, I need to get it done and, you know, just get on with it. The community's been great. We've had donations of walking, like poles for the walk. The co-op, they've offered to give us our food for the week, whatever we can carry in our backpacks. Donations, checks, raffle prizes, so everybody's been really great.
And it must be so, I mean, how rare is this?
The last I heard, it was 1 in 36,000 people get it. I had never heard it before in my life. And then, like, now it's all over here, to be honest. And I know that there is a couple of people local that have got it. We speak on Facebook, so that's nice to know that there is people scattered round about Ayrshire that is the same as us.
People must think you're completely mad. You had surgery 7 weeks ago and now you're tackling the West Highland Way. What's going through your mind?
I'm excited. At the same time, I'm nervous. I think I'm off my head, but it's worth it, and that's how I'm going to do it.